Welcome back. It is 7:40, and we now take a look at the behavior of some other people. A guy in Florida, of course. We can't do this segment without at least, we've got to have at least a handful of stories from Florida every week. Otherwise, it just wouldn't be right, would it? Damien Haywood of Daytona Beach, Florida, turned 40 on Tuesday of last week. Let's see here. And to celebrate his birthday, his boss, 79-year-old Willie Irvin, fired him.
Ah.
Why? Because Damien always showed up to the job high.
Okay.
I believe after the first time showing up high, if I were the boss, you would be fired. But apparently 79-year-old Willie Irvin gave him a lot of chances. Damien responded to being fired on his birthday by heading over to Willie's house and setting it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
First, he set his 2007 Dodge truck on fire by pouring gasoline on it. Then he dumped gasoline on the house and set that on fire, too. The house survived.
Usually guys that have reefer madness are a little more mellow than this,
you would
right?
Think, you know?
Hey, whatever.
Dude, I'm like, fired, dude? Whoa, pizza time. The house survived. It was covered in asbestos siding, which is pretty funny in its own way, I guess. Damien was arrested and charged with, that's right, arson. Next, we go to Brevard County, Florida, where 45-year-old Tavish Smith crashed into a car and then sped off. Then he crashed again into a ditch. The cops caught up with her there and found that she was drunk and had a bag of weed in the car. Tavish Smith, a female.
Why do people who are carrying always determine them to do break traffic laws so they can get pulled over and then...
I think
have even more problems to deal with.
I think the common denominator is dumb. Anyway, the cops cuffed her, left her alone in the back of the squad car, and put her marijuana in the front seat. They're going to tag it, bag it, take it in for evidence. And that's when Tavish's magic show began.
Uh-huh.
Her first trick, she managed to slip out of her handcuffs. For her second trick, she made the entire bag of weed disappear.
She ate it.
Yep.
Ah!
Apparently, she just sat there eating and giggling the 13 grams of weed. When she was done, she put the cuffs back on. Unfortunately for her, the cops realized what had happened, and so now instead of just facing misdemeanor charges for hit and run, DUI, and drug possession, she's also now facing felony charges for destroying evidence.
Well, how could they prove it? Is there a camera that faces inward in a police car or just outward?
Once it was there, then it's not there, and I'm pretty sure they can do a toxicology screening on her and
suppose.
Oh, look at you!
Yeah, okay.
And then finally, 52-year-old Robert Zigarowski of Elwood City, Pennsylvania, did some interesting things. Robert was driving in Salem, New Hampshire early on Saturday when some cops pulled him over. That doesn't say why they pulled him over, but we know that he got into a bit of a tussle with them and they tasered him.
Don't tase me, bro.
But this guy, I believe if you look up the term badass in dictionary, you're going to find a picture of this guy. He pulled the taser barbs out of his chest, got back in his car, and drove off. His tire blew in Massachusetts, so he hopped out, charged at the cops following him, stole their squad car, and escaped and lost them.
Who is he, Rambo?
How do you lose cops when you're driving a cop car? Now, he may have gotten away with it entirely, except he then tried to rob a gas station. Cops caught up with him there. He was hit with several charges, including assault, resisting arrest. There's no word if he was on some kind of drug, but, I mean, come on. You take a full-on taser to the chest, and all you do is decide, nah.
Maybe he's a villain from a Spider-Man movie, and he draws power from the taser.
Good point. Good point.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Didn't get to entertainment news yesterday, but Sting announced that he's worth about $309 million,
mm-hmm.
and will be leaving none of it to his children.
Mm-hmm.
They plan on spending every penny.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I just said, he's not going to be leaving any trust funds for his children. So now Sting has something in common with Vanilla Ice.
Hey, don't you watch that show, man? Vanilla Ice has a TV show. He flips houses.
Mm-hmm.
He buys old houses that need repairs, fixes them up, and resells them.
Maybe he's better at that than he is at singing.
Or at any of the other ventures that he's trying
to do. By the way, Sting was at Wrigley Field singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game this week.
Will Ferrell is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. Officials say he's being honored for all those movies he did where he played that guy.
Uh-huh.
Mark Wahlberg says the new Transformers movie is going to be more realistic, and it's true. In one scene, you can actually overhear someone going, not another Transformers movie. So it's more real. Some U.S. officials are worried that Americans in Brazil for the World Cup will bring back a virus. That virus, a love of soccer. All right.
You know the name of the virus. The chikungunya virus.
It's a new mosquito-borne virus. Yeah, great. Yeah.
I know. Who was it that was saying, be careful, we got to be careful about them coming back to the United States. They may have some kind of funky virus. Some congressman was...
Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer was calling attention to the fact that...
What a deep-headed
is. Come on.
You know, he's an idiot. He's a flaming idiot.
This is not to be confused with the chicken booyah virus, which is cooked up in the parking lot before the games begin.
I have yet to have any booyah.
Mm.
I didn't even know what it was until about 3 weeks ago.
Well, when Packer season comes around, you can have some chicken booyah.
Why have you gentlemen held the booyah from me? Why? What? What have I done that I don't get the booyah? I'm going to get some booyah.
Some up if you go to Lambeau Field like 10 minutes before kickoff. Got to go and get to the game. Here, have some of this.
An Illinois student was expelled for trading his ADD meds for Cheez-Its. When reached
for carbs, man.
When reached for comment, the student replied, "What?" Tattoo parlors are seeing an increase in elderly customers. Elderly tattoos are like normal ones, but you know the barbed wire has tennis balls. Starbucks is raising prices starting today. Good. I was wondering how long they'd be able to stay in business with their ridiculously low prices. Pope Francis condemned torture. He did this immediately after hearing a Justin Bieber song for the very first time. According to a new book, over half of men and women between the ages of 18 and 24 have not had sex in the past year.
What's the percentage?
Over half.
Oh, my.
So while college may not prepare you for a career, it can be a great preparation for married life. Isn't that right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
President Obama had a burrito bowl at Chipotle restaurant near the White House yesterday, although things got awkward when he tried to pay for his meal with five prisoners from Gitmo.
Mr. President, which half are you in?
Sasha Obama visited the set of Pretty Little Liars. She's been fascinated by people pretending to be someone they're not on camera since her dad said he was an American. And last but not least, Secretary of State John Kerry visited Iraq. It's part of America's plan to bore the insurgents to death. That's been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information we've given you for good and not for evil.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.